Wagwan people, welcome back. A very big welcome back to you all. It's been
3 months.
It's been 3 months.
Boys were on an extended halftime.
I thought it was more like two, but...
Well, this was supposed to be a halftime, which generally we take a halftime like a month, usually.
Yeah, but it's usually no more than like 5 weeks.
Yes, but this time... we had to go on an extended break.
Yeah. A lot's been happening, man. Like, not just around the world, but also, like, in our personal lives.
So, Facts.
Like, I know I've been busy with the gigs and stuff.
I mean, y'all, they already know. They've been seeing mans with DJ Global.
Bro.
Global things out here.
And then you've had E taking worldwide trips. So, you know. But, it was a much-needed break. Mm-hmm. And I think that... I don't know. I feel really good coming back.
Yeah. I know people have been thinking that we have kind of gone MIA and but you know, I know those who have listened to us from season one, they're kind of familiar. We tend to take this mid-season break and as Ivan said, this year, like, the summer was very busy for both of us. Like, you know, Ivan has his, you know, musical talents that he's tapping into. And as we're seeing, we're all reaping the benefits of it. So I don't think anyone could complain. So, and you know, on my end, just finishing school as well, trying to get that done.
You need to edit in a round of applause because big man here just got done with the masters. So the price went up.
You see it. Masters E these days, you know, MSE out here.
You heard he's about to be a young money billionaire.
Oh my god. So I wish.
No more millionaire, you know.
Speak it into existence.
But huge congratulations to you, bro.
Hey man, appreciate it, man.
We already celebrated accordingly, but
yes, sir.
Just so the people know. He's back.
And his price went up. We back.
So congratulations to you for that, bro.
Hey, appreciate it, man.
No doubt. I feel like it's been a good summer.
Oh, it has been a good summer, for sure.
For what it could have been with, you know, people holding back on going outside and stuff, it definitely turned out to be a pretty good summer. Like, in retrospect, for me, it was pretty damn good, bro.
No, for sure. We got a chance to be outside again. Mm-hmm. And at least here in, you know, the PNW, we had a warmer summer than usual. So lots of sunny days.
There was that heat, crazy heat wave too, right?
Is it really a heat
wave? Bro, nah.
In this state, 102 degrees, guys, is a heat wave. Like, come on.
It hit like 110.
You know, this is what I was saying, especially the Africans who were complaining about the heat wave. We had no right to complain about 102 degrees. Come on.
I wasn't complaining, you know, just for the record.
Look, we'll give it to people who are from this region, you know.
Never experienced anything like that.
But 102 to 104 degrees, it's not a heat wave. It's hot. It's hot as hell, but it's not a heat wave.
It's different for the region, to say the least, you know.
Also, we used to play football in these weather conditions, bro.
That heat don't make your knees sweat, bro. It's bad. But... man, it's been a good summer. Like,
we've been active.
It's been pretty active.
Mm-hmm. You know? Very busy. Very busy.
Both got vaccinated like at the beginning. So it was actually like what, May?
April for me.
April. April both.
Yeah, April both.
So
if you haven't gotten vaccinated,
highly encourage it.
Come on. At this point, you know.
Bro, I saw something on Twitter and they were clowning Nicki Minaj because she was like, oh, I need to do my research first.
Oh, Nicki needs to do her research?
And somebody was like, you won't do research for ass shots, but you will for a vaccine. And I was
just saying, you know, shoosh.
It's crazy, man.
Looks
it's
like crazy. Dr. Miami should be the one pushing the vaccine out here.
Wait, scientists don't come and tell me how to do my job. Look, I won't go and tell them how to do theirs.
I guess. So, you know, we said that everybody wants to be Dr. Fauci before the vaccine was released. And now the anti-vaxxers will find any reason to use as justification of why they should not be vaccinated.
At the same time, still, I do respect that people have their freedoms and choice of freedom. But it's a global pandemic, so...
Bro, that one, I feel like there are limits. And I feel like that is a limit to me, in my opinion. Because you not getting vaccinated, it's a selfish act to me because you're putting others at risk, you know?
Yep.
And you are actually one of the big reasons why we can't return to, you know, being open, being able to, you know, move like...
Any sort of like normal...
Normal. I know life, nothing, it will never go back before pandemic, but...
Yeah.
We want to be like normal, able to travel and, you know, not have to deal with all these COVID restrictions and stuff.
Definitely.
Anyway.
Speaking of summer, bro. So a lot of people have been calling Essence the song of the summer.
You don't need no other.
It didn't need no other body?
It didn't need no other body.
But here's the thing, right? So
Essence has been...
They say it's been the song of the summer.
It's kind of crazy because the Wizkid album came out when?
It was in 2020.
2020. And we all listened to Essence then. I'm like, oh, this is a wavy tune. Wavy tune. Very nice. And I don't know what happened, but like towards, you know, this summer, this year, all of a sudden, it just blew up.
Yeah.
Outside the African diaspora, at least.
And it blew up way before the JB remix. That's even the reason he got on it. It's because it blew up.
Because it blew up.
But
it blew up about 6 months-ish later after it was released.
Yeah.
Globally, at least.
Probably even more, honestly. Because if it came out in 2020, right? Then we're thinking probably like 8 to 10 months after it was released.
Yeah, probably.
I forget when Essence was released.
Yeah.
You might have to fact check me on that. But
I mean, it was released when the album dropped. Whiskey's album dropped.
Yeah.
Made in Lagos.
But one thing... At least I've been hearing from a lot of like the diaspora is that this song is overplayed. It's outplayed. It's getting out of hand and it's turning into another fall Joanna. Yay.
Where all my Africans in the building type.
You know what I'm saying? If like it's turning into one of those, right? So I see both sides of it, right? What do you think about that?
What's my take on it?
Yeah.
In which part exactly, if I'm okay with Essence becoming mainstream, default go to, hey, let me, you know, I am aware of African music, let me play Essence type.
How about this? Is it a victory for African music? Are all those tapping into the mainstream and being overplayed, are those victories?
So if an African, those hits, African songs, Afrobeat artists, those hits records of Fall, Joanna, and Essence now being played globally, if that's a victory for who?
For Africans or African music.
Well, I don't think in terms of if we're trying to promote African music, like authentic African music, I'm not going to say this is a victory. But for actually the artists and giving people awareness to Afrobeat artists like Davido, you know, Wizkid, for their own career advancements, it's a huge thing. You should celebrate that because it's very successful for an African artist, which is usually doesn't happen, these Afrobeat artists to have a global record that's kind of a hit. That we can celebrate.
Okay.
But it kind of, you know, like I said, we don't want people now... What it does now, it's almost going to lead to some sort of generalization again of, oh, you're from Africa. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great. Oh, man, that record, Essence, really good. You know, is it really representative again?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think in my take, though, I would say it's a victory. All in all, it's a victory.
But what does that mean to you, though? Like it being a victory, what does that mean to you? Do you like that? Do you not like that? Do you... wish it went a different way? Like, what do you...
I like it as a victory because even though a record like Essence is not authentic African music, right?
What do you mean by authentic?
Like, you know, it's more, it's not like as a tune, right? If we're even looking at just Afrobeats to the core, right? It's not like no Ajua Legba or... You know, so
are you saying there's not as many African instruments?
It's basically the instrumental. It's basically a good song from two African artists.
Okay.
Is the actual song, you know, very in terms of its like how authentic it is or traditional as an African music? You know, if it was like an Ojua Legba that blew up like this, I'm like, hey man, it don't get more, you know. But Essence, to be honest, it's like very, it's like an R&B song by an African artist, by two African artists. I feel like that sound, actually, it's more towards an R&B than I would even call that Afrobeats. So, and that's what I'm saying. It's, yes, it's a victory for those artists being able to, you know, have these big hit records. But the actual song itself of Essence, it's more R&B than it is for me Afrobeats.
Okay. I can hear that take. I think for me, it's more than, I guess it's
the album,
it's
showing came out that, in that October 30, by the way.
October 30th?
2020, yeah.
So that's, yeah, like 8 months.
Ago. Yes.
Yeah, till it blew up. I think the record itself is, it's not like a, like you said, a traditional African song, you know, but it definitely shows the versatility within the scene, right? Because it's like, also, we don't really want to be confined into this space of like, you guys make African music and that's all you should make, you know? So
agreed.
So it's like, by them even making a record like that, it's showing that, yo, there's a lot more to offer than just like, you know, the stereotypical come and we play you, like the, what's that instrument you guys have? The kora,
you know, type. Okay,
it's like it's showing that we have
classical. Like we have different this range now. You so can incorporate pop or R&B or different genres into our sound.
Yeah. So for that reason, I think it's dope, right?
It's dope for non-Africans.
Even for Africans, though.
Yes, it's. But I'm saying in terms of who appreciates it more, in a sense, right? Because it ties to now when you say is when this evolves and you bring in Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say most Africans were happy that Justin Bieber was added to a track?
No. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying then. Because you see, for me, right?
I don't think he needed to be in that room. We could have kept JB out of that one.
For me, okay, when I first heard the song, I was like, nah, dub that, bro. It just sounded like really unauthentic because...
Yeah,
it's like he didn't know how to gel with the beat.
Even right? Like, you know, guys like Chris Brown, they'll try, you know, and at least, you know, Tyga and Easy got a good record.
Yeah,
like they at least somehow understand what, you know, Afro beats about and trying to incorporate their sound into it.
It still feels forced, though.
But this is very forced.
Yeah, and the JB one, like, now on the artist front, that's a huge victory
because
like,
they market.
Love that for Wizkid. Love mm-hmm. that for Thames, especially. Like, keep going. Legendary Beats was the producer. Like. Love that for them, right? But it just it wasn't giving for non-Africans.
No, right? No. For come on. We didn't
I mean for Africans, sorry. It wasn't giving.
It was not.
It wasn't giving. So I hear what you're saying on that.
It's and like I said, as for Wizkid, mm-hmm. for Wizkid, happy for him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hey man, power to you. Look at how far you've gone, you know. Break those doors. But like I said, too, there's always, what's the cost of this?
Mm.
It's I feel like there's a generalization cost of our music.
Mm.
Of now, you know, we all had gotten tired of Where My Africans At, and then you play Fall or you play Joanna.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is this just a trend we're going to have to accept whenever our artists have any record that goes up globally? That's just going to be used as a staple here, if you know, for it. By DJs and you should give us that perspective as a DJ, even that, you know, where my Africans in the building, or if you're trying to show as a DJ that you kind of have range or understanding of African music, you go and play Essence or Fall.
Well, I was listening to actually a DJ in New York talk about this, and whenever you're kind of trying to break a new genre into the scene, you kind of need those, right? Because like in the 90s, you think about dancehall, right? It was slowly broken in. And then before you know it, Shabba Ranks, you know, Super Cat.
Yeah, and Sean Paul, all these guys eventually came in.
Right. They're breaking down the doors, right? And then Sean Paul comes around, global superstar.
Of course.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so... basically, what he was trying to say is like you need Afrobeats to do that. You need those records that are gonna like slowly pull people over, right? It's huge for Essence because hell yeah, I want Wizkid or Burna or Davido or Adekunle Gold or you know Diamond Platinums. I want them to be the next Sean Paul where you go to Thailand and they're playing one of their records.
Yeah.
You know? So for me, like from my perspective as a DJ,
it's a
great thing.
It's a good starter. Yeah. It's a starter pack. So that's what it is.
It's a great starter pack. It hurts me that that's the song because it's such a great record, bro.
But here's the thing, though. Yes, we can have, but it goes down to my point. Mm-hmm. Is Essence really an Afrobeats or an African type of sound? It's not. Yes, you're right. It shows that how, you know, our artists have we range. Have you can be versatile. Yeah. You can be versatile and all. But Essence, it's more of a pop R&B-ish song or sound mm-hmm. than it is if you want to even say Afrobeat. Mm-hmm. I don't hear Afrobeat in that song, you know?
Okay, I hear that, but...
So then what's the point then? Then all of a sudden it's people, if this is what they're using as starter packs or DJs are using to introduce people to African music, but the sound is not really representative of African music, then what is that? How is that pushing the actual music forward?
Well, at least the seed is planted and you still have the artist as the front there. Because now people are going to see Wizkid and be like, oh, yeah, actually, I recognize him from One Dance with Drake. Or
again, Come you Closer. Named another record, One Dance Come, from Drake. Come Closer. These are not African songs.
Come Closer is. Come Closer definitely is. Yeah. It is.
Well, guys, we'll need to hear it. We'll need to see what people think. Is Come Closer more of an R&B pop song than an Afrobeat song? I'm pretty sure it's, well, from my take is, I think Come Closer is more of an R&B and pop song than an Afrobeat song.
We'll see, bro. We'll see what the people say.
But maybe I'll give Joanna yes. I'll give Fall yes ish, you know. But
Fall for sure.
The Wizkid records, bro. His big hits have not been, what we know as an Afrobeat sound.
But you don't see that as a good thing. I see it as a great thing.
What? How is that? How? No,
you're taking the sound and changing it for the better. Because we can't just stay stuck in our traditional sounds and keep that forever. Like we still have
I'm
to
not saying tradition. I'm not saying we play drums and stuff and you know in the Korah and you know. I'm not saying that, but you know, our music is very complex and it's very, very diverse.
And bro, but that's one
it's
thing.
Not we're even just focusing on Afrobeat, which is largely coming from, you know, Nigeria Ghana-ish, Ghana. You know, West Africa, you know.
The sound is changing anyways.
We have piano growing. You have South Africa. Ooh. Piano is making moves. Ooh, you know?
Piano, bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro. They sounds vague. And
you know, but I'm a piano. Like, South Africans are so protective of their sound.
Please, let the Nigerians stay away from the piano songs.
South Africans are so protective of their sound. And it's, I love that because they control the entirety of what people get to hear. And they decide what to do.
But this is what's not happening. In essence, this is not what's happening. Here, the play of words here. Okay. In essence of Afrobeat.
So you're saying we're kind of losing.
Yes. We're touch. Allowing you now, once you do that, it's almost when you don't have regulation or you don't have kind of that control. Mm. Now, when you, because you have an African artist has a good record that most likely it doesn't tend to sound more of an African or traditional Afrobeats or, you know, and then they go and get a U.S. pop superstar who's going to actually take the sound farther away from the actual Afrobeats, then it's only benefiting the artist.
Heard you. Okay.
But it doesn't benefit the music, you know, the music from back home.
I hear what you're saying.
So I feel like we have to be careful with this. Okay. You know, if I see Ojuelegbo or, you know, a traditional, more of those traditional songs, like, you know, that I'm seeing like blew up, you know, gone global. I'm like, hey, man, can't beat this. You know, this is as traditional as it gets. But think of it and think of how this does to the new generation of artists. Look at the Remmers. Look at a lot of these new artists. Their sound too now, it's shifting more away from the Afrobeat.
So what will market to outside of?
Yes.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
So we have to be careful though. Soon.
What do you think about? So Seattle tickets were like $140 for
Wizkid's coming to Seattle. When is he coming again?
I forget the date.
Anyway, he's coming to Seattle and his tickets are $140.
Yeah. Do you think people okay, one thing.
People are going to hear Essence.
Do you know if people will know his old records?
No, hell no.
And then two, do you think the ticket prices are that high if Essence or Made in Lagos.
They're going to hear only Essence and maybe Soko and, you know, his global hit records. You think if he plays Pakurumo, how many people going to be singing that here in Seattle? So
it's, I hope so. I hope people have done that.
To be honest, like I say, I'm not paying $140 to go see this kid, with all due respect.
And that might also be a factor of the pandemic, though, because pandemic affected everything. So
I don't think in other cities he's charging that much. But like I said, this U.S. tour and what Essence, it's created a lot of new Wizkid listeners, new fans for him. Great for him.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, I'm not going to Wizkid concert to hear Essence, you know?
So what are you going for?
If I would go, like, I want him to go take it back to the old days, you know?
This guy sounds like an old head, bro.
I guess I'm like those old heads. Stuck in the past, unwilling to change. Look, I'm happy for Wizkid doing your thing, but I'm sorry. Like, because
I'm super happy for him.
Yeah.
And everyone in that space.
Really. Hey, power to them. You know, we all want the African artists to keep growing and become as big as they can get. But I'm saying this selfishly. Mm-hmm. Selfishly, for me, if Wizkid's coming to Seattle, like I said, and I'm trying to like really enjoy as a day one Wizkid fan.
Mm.
I don't think he's catering for day one Wizkid fans when he comes to Seattle.
So are you kind of against, and do you think most Africans are against kind of like hit records becoming collabs with like American or British artists?
If Africans are against it?
Yeah.
I mean, we tend to complain a lot about it. So it depends on who it is and what the record type is.
I think in the US they do a lot, but not in
the UK. The UK rappers, because most of them are African.
Yeah, well, African UK or artists, Caribbean.
They understand the sound. But this is a reach, man. Some of these guys that they do, like, you know, you're just trying to, you know, get a new market or grow numbers with artists who don't really.
There is one record that I'll never forget that I just was not a fan of. And it was like Finds Me with Davido and Meek Mill. Do you remember that one?
I don't even know. I probably saw Davido and Meek Mill and say, ah, I'll skip.
Man, again,
it's forced.
Love Davido.
It's forced.
But that record didn't sit well with me. Like, it didn't sit well. I don't even know what.
I don't think that's the strategy they should take. If you want to come into the US market and grow, I feel like they shouldn't just try and force and find these rappers or, you know, these big names and just throw them into any song in, you know, in hopes of thinking, oh, this will give me more of a presence in the US market. I just don't like it. I guess that's their own marketing strategy for the artists, and maybe it's effective. But for me, selfishly, I don't like it. I don't want to see Essence with Temps. It was good as it was. You know, he did not. Did you really want to add Justin Bieber to it?
What would you say then? Because a lot of art also wants validation, right? And so a lot of validation comes.
Let them promote it. Let Justin Bieber invite Wizkid and Temi do their concert.
What I'm saying is validation comes from places like the Grammys and stuff, right?
Forget that.
So Burna Boy's album, Twice as Tall, just won the Grammy, right? Did you like that one better than African?
African Giants was three times better than that.
See, right?
Uh-huh.
But a lot of that validation comes when you're in spaces that allow you or allow your art to even be seen, right? So do you think that they should just always stick to like the authenticity? Or if someone's after the validation and they want a Grammy or they want a MOBO or something, like they should also tailor their art to more address those critics? Do you think, what do you think about
that? You shouldn't make your music to address anybody or for any validation besides your core fans and where you're from and, you know, making those people proud. That's what I think. But hey, you know, if getting a Grammy or making a music that will be Grammy worthy and getting those international recognition is what you strive for, yes, then you probably need to. I don't think you need to, because like I said, look who won the Grammy the year that, you know, that Burna Boy didn't win African Giant for. It's as authentic as it gets. It's as authentic as it gets.
Yeah.
So to each their own, but I'm not a fan of it. I just don't think you should.
Also, the Grammys needs to switch it up too, because they that was what, the world category, right?
They just give
it. So it's lumped in with so many other things.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, they might need to switch that up.
They might need to, but You know, like, Essence is not gonna... Would Essence win you a Grammy? Because to be honest, too, like, these Grammys, like, they actually try and look into how authentic it is to sound of where you're actually from, too. Mm-hmm. So, like, this is why Wizkid... How many Grammy nominations has Wizkid have besides the one? Did he even get the one with Drake?
I don't which think... Which one is that? For One Dance?
Yeah, did he get a Grammy nomination for that?
I don't know. I know he got nominated with Beyonce, no?
Okay, for the Lion King one? But yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It still counts.
Yeah, kind of ish, but I'm saying, if you're making records like SN, Soko, these big global records, I'm sorry, they're not going to give you a Grammy. That's just how usually it goes, I think. I don't know if my take is right here, but...
Let me take a look.
You know, I think a Davido is closer to a Grammy than Wizkid is.
Why?
Because the Davido's music is more consistent with an Afrobeat sound than Wizkid. Wizkid tends to go more now. I mean, his last album, bro, that's more of an R&B album.
Which one?
This one that just came out, Made in Lagos. That's an R&B album, bro. That is not an Afrobeat album, in my opinion.
I don't know about that, bro. Okay, how's this? Made in Lagos or African Giant?
African Giant, by far.
What?
That's a better album, bro. Like I said, African, we're talking about as an Afrobeat or African artist, African music, West African music, Nigerian music, put it all in there. It's African Giant.
So you think African Giant's a better album?
Than Made in Lagos?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Okay. You don't think so?
I'm not going to lie, bro. And you know I'm the biggest Burna fan in the world, right? The production on Made in Lagos is unlike anything we've seen before. Every single record on there is a class act.
Bro.
And all the features were spot on. And that's why Essence was able to even get to the level it did, was because of that production. So for me, you're
giving credit to production versus actual music.
No, even Wizkid himself, he switched it up. He wasn't doing the normal Wizzy. Like he switched up his, maybe not switched up, but he developed his style, bro.
He grew and
it was very authentic, bro. I gotta give it to Made in Lagos, bro.
It's a good album. It's a good R&B album with African fusion Give me Dangote, my money. That's an African album. That's an Afrobeat artist. That's a Nigerian album. But I'm telling you, fam, you know, I like Made in Lagos, great album. Start to end, like you said, amazing production. Great sound. Wizkid has shown some sort of, you know, like he has a lot of range. It's showing growth in his sound, how it's evolving a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos. But if we're saying Afrobeats, African music, Nigerian music, and you say, here's African Giant, here's Made in Lagos. I'm sorry, bro. I'm not choosing Made in Lagos. That's an R&B album.
Now, okay, African Giant probably has more club bangers, right? But it's not... It's not as good a project as Made in Lagos, bro.
We will have to see what people think about this, because I don't know. I think Ivan, this one.
Anyway, I'm putting two queens against each other, bro. I can't do that. Those albums are both going down in history.
There's a good argument for, you know, Africa, the Made in Lagos and Davido's album that just came out, A Better Time.
Stop it. But album too, it gets better with time.
And if we're judging it from the perspective of an African, an album for Africans, African music, Afrobeats, Nigerian music, here's Made in Lagos, here's A Better Time.
Mm-hmm.
A good argument can be made for A Better Time.
So if I'm judging it from Africans that lens, Africa.
If I'm judging it for Africans, right? Which one is a better album? A Better Time,
bro. Anyway, Tyler the Creator said something interesting in his interview with The Breakfast Club.
What did he say?
And he said people listen to music for different things. So while you might listen to, you know, the melodies or listen to maybe the percussion sounds or whatever, I might be listening for lyrics. And so we'll never agree on what's better.
Wizkid has not been a great lyrically recently, to be honest. If you want to talk about lyrics.
I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying. we listen for different things.
No, I mean, yeah, for sure.
And Made in Lagos is probably one of the best projects out in the past 5 years. 10 years even.
But yeah, it's a good R&B album. Very good R&B album for my African artist.
You will
artists.
Get flogged, bro. Like, you know, let me leave this 10, bro. All
right. Well, we'll see, guys. Let
we'll
us see. Know.
We'll leave a poll and then you guys
we'll put
let
a poll
know.
Here. I want to see if we're... Like I said, too, we're not just saying if we're looking at a lens for Africans, right? Which one's a better album? A Better Time or Made in Lagos? I would like to see what the response
is. So you're not going to put African Giant and Made in Lagos?
African Giant and Made in Lagos?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do those, too. We can
we'll have to compare the four.
Yeah.
Well, three.
We'll put a Made in Lagos and compare it to African Giant and compare it to A Better Time.
Okay.
And see how it goes.
That's fair. Okay. Because I think I'm going to win that one, bro.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we'll see.
Anyway, today's pioneer of the day was actually a pretty recent pioneer, no?
Yeah.
Fuse ODG is the
Man
pioneer
like
of the day.
The OG.
From Ghana. Was he born in Ghana or was he born in
the UK? No, he was born in South London.
South London.
Wow. That's from the ends.
From the roads. But shout out to Fuse ODG. He's our pioneer of the day.
Yeah, he's
basically responsible for the Afrofusion and Afropop boom.
Yes, yes.
In 2012, 2013.
Yeah, it's probably earlier than that, 2011, 2012.
Yeah, around there. Azonto, Antenna, like
the challenge.
I remember the one on the train.
The train, yep.
Everybody remembers those videos if you've been listening to Afrobeats for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a young guy now. He's 32 still. Yeah,
he's
32.
32. Wow.
And bro, like to have that as part of your legacy, basically solely being not solely, but a huge part of the whole sound going to what it is now.
And I always look at it, guys like Fuse, by creating a challenge and putting it on YouTube, they right when social media was booming and kicking off, right?
Yeah.
They gave African music or Afrobeats a platform
to
ride along that boom of social media, right? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, here's these challenges, it's an unknown challenge, and they're putting it on YouTube, and it's getting views. Mm-hmm. That's an African sound, and creates an Argento challenge. And then you have other, you know, people now get hooked, and it almost created this wave, right, of this new generation, or this new, I don't want to call it a rebirth, but essentially, like, African music became it again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
it gained popularity.
Was refreshed into the mainstream.
Yeah. Through social media.
And I don't even know if that's foresight on his part.
Nah, or he just didn't. I don't think he knew. Well, I don't know. Unless we sit down and interview him.
Yeah, we should. But like him being a young man and just being like, oh, I'm going to take this shot just because, and I'm going to express myself this way. But look at like what it's said.
Ghana man, Chale man, look at the benefits, look at what you've done.
So Fuse ODG, man.
Salute to Fuse.
He's still doing his thing. Mm-hmm. Like he's done collabs with Ed Sheeran, Major Lazer.
Oh, for sure.
Wyclef Jean, like to name a few, you know. So the man has done his thing, and
at 32 years young, he's accomplished a lot.
A lot. Shout out to Fuse ODG. He's our pioneer today, and really the whole London scene for
UK
pushing the sound.
You know me. Another shameless plug. Shout out to J Hus.
Come on.
And Parsley.
Parsley, bro.
Come on.
Big man, bro.
Hey, his EP is coming out. African Rebel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for
that,
bro.
Yes, sir.
And for me, you know, shout out to Double S.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the originals in the grime scene. And what's his name? Unknown T. You know,
Unknown T is nice.
Yeah.
He's nice.
Ugandan too, bro.
Oh, he's Ugandan?
Yeah.
Yo,
I just found this out.
Unknown T is Ugandan? Oh, that's... Hey, mad props, man. That's a W.
It's fire.
Did you listen to his color show where he does Godums?
Yeah.
Godums?
Yeah,
on colors?
Yeah, that's right.
Wavy.
I just found out that he's Ugandan.
Really?
So, yeah.
Fire. Shout out to Unknown T.
Yeah, come on. But yeah, guys, kind of brings us to the end of this discussion. We covered kind of a lot of different... I don't know what you want to call them, feelings or opinions.
Yeah, let us know how you feel about the essence. Are we gatekeeping essence or not?
Are we? I don't know. You guys let us know.
Is it okay to just allow Justin Bieber to get on this record? You know, it is what it is.
I love the record. I think people need to keep listening to it.
I'm a little bit getting tired of hearing it anymore, but you know, it is what it is.
It's just the beginning, bro. You're going to keep hearing it. Where were we at? Look, Lady Luck.
Yeah, they were playing it, you know, again.
It was all hip-hop all night.
Here's the thing, Ivan. This is my last before we head out here.
Okay.
I do not want DJs, especially I'm speaking to you because you can maybe, is there a DJ group list that you can email them? playing essence, you know, like I say, it's an easy cop out, you know? Yes, we'll be happy. Oh, yes, you know, you're playing Afrobeat music, but DJs put it like as if they an African man is about to just carry them and give them a pat on the head, you know, just hug them and say thank you, or you've made us so happy by playing essence. You are the, you know, like, no, bruh. Like,
so what are you trying to say?
It's not an easy, it's the whole thing of we're getting tired of where all my Africans at, and you go and play essence for us, you go and play fall for us, you know.
Well, here's the
it is not, I don't find that impressive. If a DJ thinks that playing essence is gonna satisfy me because I'm just from Africa.
Okay.
Here's
my paradox, right? And shout out to DJ Naram for this one, by the way, because he
the OG.
He really influenced the way I view my DJing. And he always said, I'm of the impression that good music is what you should play, right? Not what's popping or what's hot or what's relevant, right?
Okay.
A paradox for me is I try to mirror that, right? I try to play what I think is good music and not what is just popular, because I want people to know more good music, right? But essence is just such a good record.
That's popular.
That's also popular. That's kind of inevitable that people are going to play that.
I mean, yeah, they can play it, but like I said, you ain't getting no points from me as a DJ if you play essence. That's all I'm saying.
Heard you, bro. But, you know, I think we better wrap this one up. We're going over time.
So, guys, like I said, we're back. We're about to finish the season strong, guys. Consistent.
And then dip out for spiritual cleansing.
You know, guys, this December period, me and Ivan weekly or monthly or yearly.
You know.
Spiritual cleansing. Back to the motherland.
Yeah.
So.
But we'll be more consistent till then.
Yeah, guys.
But until then, thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, because we're now YouTubers. So
we are not YouTubers.
You know. Peace out.
All right, fam.